Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Stanley's joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave, million-dollar chase. Who did I say?
You said Dave Stanley.
Dave now, I'll Stanley, tell you what, my apologies.
I tell you what, he's trying to take over, Hoss. I can tell you now, and we'll keep him in the jocks room for the big sports breakfast for the time.
No, my apologies, mate. I was looking at some emails, and he was included in it. So my apologies. I didn't mean to say that. But Dave Carlso is with us for Going Greyhound. Actually, let's get it right. Can we play the intro again? And we'll play the intro for Going Greyhounds in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And right now on Greyhound Racing New South Wales, we're welcomed by Dave Carlson. Good morning, Dave.
Andrew, good morning to you. Middle of the week, absolutely loving it.
Anyone would think if they're just listening that we actually record this. This is live. We're just having a little bit of fun. Hey, what's happening around Million Dollar Chase?
Well, I can tell you, Andrew, a lot of people say that lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place, but I can tell you, trainer Peter Lagoziani is certainly hoping that will be the case, because as we know, Pete with his partner Jody won the inaugural million-dollar chase last year with Mystic Riot. And last night, Pete qualified two dogs for this year's semi-finals at Wentworth Park on October the 11th, when Doubleback won the Gosford Regional Final and Kennelmate She's Got Soul finished fourth. Now, the first four across the line in all 14 regional finals advance to the semi-final. So we had a Doubleback winning, defeating Nangar Jack. In third place was last year's grand final runner-up Jamila Jett, and She's Got Soul was in fourth place. Peter is our guest today, Pete Lagoziani. Pete, good morning. You're only two races away, from that lightning striking twice.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, let's hope it does, eh?
Well, I'm sure it'll be pretty tough for you to do a performance as good as you did up the straight at Wentworth Park after Mystic Riot won last October. You've got a bit to live up to if you win again.
we know how to handle it this time in if it does happen. But yeah, look, it'll be an amazing feat and another amazing feeling. You know that we certainly won't say no to it. Put it that way.
Pete, last night at Gosford, Doubleback jumped well from box five, as did Nangar Jack for Tim Kaines from box four. It was obvious down the back that the winner would be one of those two greyhounds. Now, your bloke's run-on turned out to be stronger. A 3¾ length winning margin and a personal best time of 29 and 25. That's very impressive.
Yeah, Dave, I think the writing was on the wall last week. You know, he's run, you know, he circled the field and you know, run an almighty race last week, running second, you know, all but beating the leader. And, look, you know, we couldn't be prouder of him. Look, the riding, you know, he's been trolling the house down, you know, the last couple of weeks. And we just thought all he needed was a clear crack at him. And look, he come out with him yesterday and got that room early. He just needed that fresh air early and he got it. And, yeah, look, he showed what he can run.
Yeah, he turned the tables on Nangar Jack from the heats, showing that he can do it at both ends. And I'll tell you what, Pete, Doubleback loves the squeeze box, loves the yellow rug. He's unbeaten from four starts in it.
Yeah, who would have thought that? Most people, you know, want the inside and the outside. This bloke wants the centre. So, you know, it's just a straight run to the first turn. And, you know, a lot of old-timers tell me, you know, the best box at Wentworth Park is box five because it's a straight run to the turn. So, you know, look, we're just happy that he began like he did and run the time he did.
Well, Doubleback is a son of Dinah Double One and Go Minnie Mouse. And the Greyhounds only lightly race for a dog who turns three in November, Pete. Just the 16 starts for 7 wins, 5 seconds and a third. Look, he had a 3-month break between May and August this year, and the dog's come back better than ever.
Yeah, look, he's had an interrupted racing career, this dog. You know, a few little nigglies and you know, we just got him right, finally got him right, and we gave him plenty of time off, plenty of time to mature too. He's a little bit chilly in the kennel, and now he's really mature and turned into a race dog, and he just wants to race now. So let's hope we can get a good career out of him now, you know, put a couple of good starts, you know, together, and, you know, maybe, you know, he's made a couple of groupies now, so, you know, being, you know, not right, and so let's hope now that he's right, you know, he can really show what he can do.
What's your plan with him between now and the Million Dollar Chase semi-finals, Pete?
Oh, mate, Wentworth Park, that's it. He'll just be straight there, and next week we'll go give him a trial and probably give him one more look before we start him, and then, you know, hopefully, yeah, just have a start before the semis, and then we'll see. But, yeah, just Wentworth Park for him right now, mate. He'll have a nice bath tomorrow, nice rub out, and just freshen him up and take him straight to town on Tuesday night and give him a trial.
Pete, your other heat runner last night, she's got Soul, finished fourth and qualified for the semi-finals of the TAB Million Dollar Chase as well. Now, she won at Wentworth Park recently in 29 and 87, and she's had middle distance runs, so she's got strength on her side as well.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Yeah, look, she's been in our kennel for about 8 weeks now, a bit less, and, yeah, look, we just tried her, and, you know, in the sprint just to really more, you know, cover her grades, and Mark Davison, he done a lovely job with her, you know, the previous trainer, and he had her over the middle distance and said to me, look, she's got a career in 700 metre racing, this bitch, and I think he's right. So, look, she's qualified now. We'll take her there and give her a shot at it. You know, she's probably not up to that class, you know, as a sprinter, but I certainly think she'll be, you know, a classy animal when she gets to the middle distance and the staying trip.
Pete, your defending Million Dollar Chase champion, Mystic Riot, lines up from box one in a very strong regional heat at Richmond on Friday night. It's heat three against the likes of Black Forge in box two, Jaro Bale for Andrea Daly in three, Shanjo Prince in seven for Mark Gatt, and another daily runner, Rockstar Fletch, in eight. Now, can Mystic Riot, can she break her red rug hoodoo? I think she's been placed one of four from the rails alley.
Well, there's no place like home, they say, Dave, and she's on a home track on Friday night and drawn the cherry, you know. You know, our only concern is Black Forge on to her immediate outside. You know, if she can clear Black Forge early, look, in every trial we put around Richmond, she rides like a bomb. So if she could do that, you know, on Friday night, I don't see why she can't break that hoodoo, you know. It's funny, she's a wide, you know, a wide-running bitch in races, but when it comes to trials, she just... Yeah, she scrapes the paint off the rail. So, yeah, look, it's a hard one. It's not an easy heat on Friday night. And there's some pretty classy animals in it. But look, she's got class on her side too. So she's just got to step and do everything right. And I think she'll be in the finish.
Pete, you also have Knighthood, which has drawn box seven in heat one, up against the likes of Tennessee Tiger for Mark Gatt in box six. And three Andrea Daly runners, Dinah Unther in one, Lecter Spring in two, and Rico Ablett in three. Now, Knighthood's unbeaten in the black rug and hasn't started since being spiked by another runner at Wentworth Park on August 17. How is he? Have you trialled him since?
Yeah, we have, Dave. This guy can put some freakish times on the board. He's got a motor, this bloke. Just, again, got to do everything right. Still immature. You know, the injury hasn't really come up good yet. But, look, he's, you know, he's taken no ill effect on it. You know, we've trolled him twice since, and both times he's gone near record. So, yeah, look, he's just got to put it together, this dog. You know, I think in the next 6 months you'll see a really, really classy animal if he holds together and stays sound.
Well, Pete, I wish you all the best going forward with the two greyhounds you've already qualified for the TAB Million Dollar Chase semi-finals and indeed in the regional heats at Richmond this coming Friday night. Might be a big Friday night for you with the greyhounds and your team South Sydney taking on the Roosters.
Well, we can guarantee this. There'll be no hair pulling on Friday night, so, you know. But let's just hope we both come up trumps.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks so much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Cheers, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Andrew, there is Peter Lagoziani.
Yeah, and you mentioned Andrea Daly setting up a base like so many Victorian trainers coming up.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. Andrea, Tom and George, I think they're bringing a semi-trailer. They've got eight greyhounds coming to Richmond for the regional heats. I've mentioned some of them. There's Dinah Unther, Lectra Spring, Rico Ablett, Rico Boss, Lectra Zephyr, Rockstar Beeve and Rockstar Fletch, along with Jaro Bale. And the Daly's had eight semi-finalists in last year's Million Dollar Chase. One of them, Dinah Harper, advanced to the finals, but was unplaced. And the Victorians, they're certainly coming to New South Wales chasing this big prize money. They have seven of the eight runners in Saturday night's Bulleye Regional Final. And the Queenslanders have six of eight runners in Friday afternoon's Casino Final. And just, Andrew, speaking of Queenslanders, very, very sad news the other day with the passing of Cole Byers. I knew Cole. He was a great bloke, fantastic trainer, and a champion Ipswich trainer too. So very saddened by the passing of Cole Byers.
Okay. Tips for the day?
Yeah, Andrew, there's two New South Wales meetings. Richmond is in the twilight from 3:42. The best bet, race 6, number 1, Tough Tears. 6-1, the value bet, race 5, number 1, Drink Schooners. And we wish Michelle Sultana all the best with that greyhound. She's had a pretty tough week. Wentworth Park tonight from 7:05. The best bet, race 6, number 1, My Mate Clary. 6-1, there's no value bet. Pro Bono was scratched from its race. And Andrew, on thedogs.com.au, you can get all the details on the Million Dollar Chase and go to the Million Dollar Chase Hub. And there's also details on a prize money increase for the big long weekend meeting at Coonamble. Friday night's prize money has increased. Tony Mestrov, the CEO of GRNSW, has just announced that. And the details are on thedogs.com.au.